But if they cook vegetables, they cook dinner and so you eat cold supper back them days. They wanted it that way. In other words, that was style. That was the way of life. Because you see, you go to garden and you pick your peas. You had to pick a lot of them to have them there for the whole crowd. But if it was any kind of vegetable, you cooked enough for dinner and supper. And sometimes, if there wasn't enough bread. And of course, now I don't eat it at all now. And I used to walk several miles. There was an old lady, crippled lady, and she was an aged old lady. And I would ask my daddy to go out early in the morning. And I'd ask my daddy for a nickel. And if he'd let me have a nickel, I'd walk barefooted in the frost way over at that old lady's house and buy Mr. Turnips. Young greens, you know. And you get a big mess for a nickel. And she was making good money. But now then, a nickel won't even...
You can't buy a bug.
We're talking about way back young. All right, they had corn bread and these greens. But my daddy loved them just as good as we did, don't you see? All right, you eat them greens for dinner. And then all that corn bread, that baker weight of corn bread you had in there, you took that and crumbled it up in that pot liquor, in that liquor. They called it pot liquor. Pot liquor and bread for supper. Ooh, boy, that stuff would a boy eat his head off. But now, and there wouldn't be none of it left. We'd split wide open, eat it all. But now that's it. That's the old days.
What would you call a little peppery red vegetable?
Peppery red vegetable. Well now, we've got a pepper. I don't know. That's on this red, and it turns red and hits hot as $400.
What about some?
In fact, business, I've got some of it growing now. But that's the only vegetable that I know of is pepper. It's, well, of course, there's a number of kinds. There's a little old bird eye. They call it just a little bit tiny pepper. A little bitty round stuff to clean the hottest it is. But if it's any hotter than some of that big I've ever seen, it's sure getting hot. But they used to use that now to make sausage. You string that up as it would get red, you had a needle and thread. And you'd string it through the stem. And you'd have strings of it yards long, hanging all over the place. You had to hang it up in a dry place, you know. Well, you grow your sage out in the garden or the yard corner of the yard. And you save that pepper. You keep your sage picked. All right, when you got ready to make your sausage, you parch that pepper before you could. And you parch that sage. And you put it in something other than beat it up and get you a hammer on a block. You see, whenever you, if you'd get it good and hot, it wouldn't have a bit of moist in it. That'd make it brittle where you could beat it up fine. And that's what you season. And my gracious alive, you could just eat that stuff, you'd get it us. But that was your seed. You put your salt and your pepper and your sage. Now that's a, if that ain't what you, if that kind of, if that ain't what you, what you're talking about, that pepper, I don't know. That's the only thing I know of this.
What kinds of root vegetables would you have?
Well, you turnips, rutabagas, Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes. And I reckon that's all I've ever known to be grown in the ground.